only nigga known to grip the fifth of Jack and sip it till he black. Back to back, to front, to side to side. Got the lean up in my ride, riding with the heaty seething, seeking heathens who in hell and treats. Known to geek up on the weekends, nigga greasy. Got to X him out, stack the cash till X him out. Then I got to exit out. Fuck the fame and fuck the name, just trying to whip that wood grain. Getting chicks that used to diss by spitting shit that's super sick. Bitch.
Solid 2-1 thing, like we really had a motherfucking show just now, man. It was good, Mr. Gunju.
Yeah, that was whack. What's going on? You can call me Mark, bro. It's okay. Most people can't pronounce Gunju. I appreciate the fact that I know that you're recognized and remember my alias, but in the other podcast, I've already relented to Mark, so it's all good.
Hey, man, I like the name, man. Man, but hey, all just aside, man, let's get into why we're here. By the way, guys, welcome to the second episode of Two to the Body, a podcast between two friends that talks about a little bit of pop culture added to the fight game. But mostly we're here to talk about the fight game, whether that's boxing or MMA, be it 1FC now that Demetrius Johnson is there, or the UFC, because it is the king of MMA right now. And
we'll do a little Bellator too.
Well, shout out to Bellator, because
I am interested in seeing who wins between Federer and Ryan Bader.
Well, yeah. It's gonna be Fedor, but
I think Ryan Bader's gonna win. Actually,
oh wait, Ryan Bader. I'm sorry.
I'm about to say Fedor.
He is. But I said all that to say, the Bellator is basically the big three of MMA.
I wouldn't say that.
Right, man.
They're climbing.
The big three can get better.
They're not the junior leagues of MMA. They're just you know.
I didn't say. They kind of senior over there.
What'd you say?
They kind of senior.
I don't know. I mean, there's some older fighters over there, but I mean, I think it's Lima's a good fighter. Ben Askren came from there. Now Ben Askren's in UFC. Phil Davis is actually still considered to be highly talent. Ryan Bader couldn't beat Daniel Cormier. So I mean, if you think about it, Ryan Bader was able to beat everybody except for Anthony Johnson and Daniel Cormier. So I mean,
and he's the only man to ever beat John Bones. I'm kidding.
Oh yeah, because he punched him in the balls or something. Or
he gave him up and down a Toyota 6 elbow. I think when it was illegal at the time.
It's still illegal.
Yeah. It's illegal sometimes, I'll say. It's illegal when the referee catches it. But obviously, if you watch UFC 230, then you could see that the referee doesn't use the catch a lot every time these guys are fighting. As a matter of fact, that's a good segue into UFC 230 headline by Daniel Cormier and Derek Lewis for the heavyweight championship of the world, which sort of feels like the interim heavyweight championship, because I'm a DC hater. But we'll get to the DC hate later on in the show. Let's start with the first fight. Derek Brunson, Israel Adesanya.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't do that ever again. But all right.
Hey, man, look, I tried, and then I got it. That's all that matters,
you didn't
man.
Really get it. You didn't really get it, but okay. That's fine.
Adesanya.
Ooh,
yeah. Adesanya. No, keep doing it.
I know you man, are.
He's Nigerian, and I hoped he lost, but he won. So
why is he's black. Wrong?
So because he's fighting an African American.
You're one of those. Well, I mean, you know. Yeah.
Maybe he's one of those. So
no, you're one of those. You're clearly one
maybe
of those.
Maybe he's one of those.
No, so, I don't think so.
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe he's not, man. I like old Israel, man, but I was rooting for Derek Brunson only because I knew Derek Brunson was someone I could relate to and also that he couldn't win. There was no chance for him to win. It's like me going for DC.
Well, what I'll say to you is this.
Really set the tone.
I would say with Adesanya versus Brunson, I would say that actually he may not necessarily have been the favorite. And I mean, he was the favorite, but because we haven't really seen him with a fighter of that caliber. So I think it was interesting to see him go up against Brunson.
All right.
And see what he's going to do.
I'm a nerd out right now. Okay. You remember the Colbert Report?
Yeah, I remember Colbert Report.
Okay, got the Colbert Report. Steve Colbert now, one of these late shows. But used to, when he had his show, the Colbert Report, on Comedy Central, he would have authors on there or musicians on there. He would interview them. And then after that interview, their sales of that book or that album would go up. He called it the Colbert Bump.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I realized that Derek Brunson had absolutely no shot at winning this fight as soon as I saw Israel Adesanya on the Joe Rogan podcast. And he definitely got that Rogan bump. Like, if Joe Rogan is sitting down talking to a martial artist, then you, 9 times out of 10, gonna assume that this dude know what the hell he's doing or talking about. Unless he that dude, look into it. I forgot that guy, but yeah. But I do believe after watching that Joe Rogan interview with Israel that I was like, yo, Derek Brunson about to get his head.
Excuse me. Well, what I would say is this. Joe Rogan has a preference. He has a preference and a bias. So, like, for instance, Joe Rogan is one of those, fake martial arts, and he kind of attacks, like, the classic martial arts styles. He's one of those, and he's always been a propagator of those, but he likes classic fighters. If they have proven to be whatever the case may be. Like, you have his bias. So, he's always going to be intrigued by karate or taekwondo cats because he's been experiencing those aspects. Of course, anybody jiu-jitsu, he's going to be super thirsty or super into. But kickboxing and Muay Thai, forget about it. And, Israel Adesanya came from, of course, kickboxing. He did very well in kickboxing before 75-4. That's fucking crazy. I actually didn't know that. I don't understand how these motherfuckers have that many fights. Like, apparently, like, Muay Thai fighters have,
they don't go that 100... many rounds. It's like 3 rounds, bro.
Oh, okay.
You're kicking and punching, bro. It can't be... you can't go 10, 12 rounds. You can fight every other Tuesday, man.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so, fuck, man. Yeah, that's crazy, actually. But, anyways, Adesanya, even you got Adesanya doing that as well. So, you have that experience, and you're dealing with essentially that. And I think, Joe Rogan was just necessarily just, thirsty to sit with that individual. And then he sat with that individual after he, after his UFC debut, and he just straight up murked the dude that he was fighting. So, it's kind of like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I feel you. I mean, it's easy to say, but I mean, at the same time, Joe Rogan interviewed your boy that fight TJ Dillashaw, Cody Garbrandt, and Cody
That's
Garbrandt
different.
Got his
That's
head
different.
Kicked
That's
straight
different.
The fuck
That's
off.
Different. That's but, different. Cody Garbrandt went in there against TJ Dillashaw. Israel Adesanya winning it against Derek Brunson. Like, that to me, that's a false equivalency. Like, yeah, Cody Garbrandt was that guy if you fight anybody except TJ Dillashaw. Like, TJ Dillashaw is his John Jones.
It sounds like you copping pleas, bro.
No, man, I'm not copping. I would never cop a plea for Cody Garbrandt. I can't trust him. By the way he looks suspect to me. So I'm not copping pleas for him. I'm just trying to say that I would give him a pass because he did get that he did get the Rogan bump, per se, but he went in there acting like he was going to whoop TJ Dillashaw's ass to the point where I thought he was going to whoop TJ Dillashaw's ass. At no point did I believe that Derrick Brunson was going to run through Israel, but I felt after watching this that Derrick Brunson had no shot because, I mean, he just seemed like he was just there to whoop ass. And as far as rush that some of these guys get after the fight, I've seen reports that Dana White is not interested in rushing this guy to the forefront. They talked about Anderson Silva as a next opponent for him, and he said, man, let the greats be great. I mean, obviously, you know, he's one of the greatest of all time, man. You know, if I have to fight him, I'll fight him, but, I mean, come on, man.
That's one of the few things he said that wasn't, like, arrogant in his post-press conference, so I felt that, and, you know, he's right, and then, you know, I think the thing with Dana White is that looking at his comments at this press conference about Adesanya, I think he feels like he has a real star in his hands. I think he wants to build it to its utmost potential. Like, I don't think he wants to, because you got to think about who's in his division. Like, if they really wanted to throw him to the wolves and put him in the top 10, that motherfucker would have to fight Yoel Romero. And I'm sorry.
Bro, that's not even not to yet. Me. Not to yet. Me. To me, yeah, bro. To me, the only middleweight I don't want to see that man in there with is Carrington, the dude, Joe Carrington, whatever his name is. Let me Google this. Let me pull up this fight card while we're talking here. But
Joe Carrington, are you talking about the same 230? Was he on the 230 fight card?
He's definitely on a 230 fight card. He was the
prelims.
He was definitely he was definitely on the pay per view show. It was a middleweight fight. It was the second to. It was right before Weidman and Jacare.
Oh, Cannonier.
Hold on, no, Marshawn. Marshawn is where he fought.
You talking about David Brent? Oh, Jack Marshawn and Kerry Roberson.
Is that no? That's not it. But that was a good fight too.
David Brent versus Jared Cannonier.
That's it. First of all, David Brent was a fighter that I recognize as a pretty good fighter, but Cannonier is his name.
Yeah, Cannonier.
Yo, my bro. Hey,
I would say Adesanya would wash him. Listen, this is the only reason why. Because they're both very skilled, actually. Cannonier is actually way more skilled than we realize. This is the reason why I think they'd wash him. It's just that I don't think he has, and that actually might be what, like, one of his next fights, actually. Because Dana White is very high on Cannonier, too, actually. He's very high on Cannonier.
Put him in there with Branch. Put him in there with Branch. With Marshawn. Do not.
I think Adesanya actually can wash him, to be honest. It's two different types of talent. Like,
I'm gonna put it this way. I understand why you think and will believe that Adesanya would wash him. Because I see the same things you see. Straight up. I see what you see. However, I don't want him to take that fight anytime soon because of what I seen in that David Branch fight. David Branch is great on the ground game, straight up. He's one of the best at it. I watched this man get Cannoneer. I watched this man get, I need to pull it up so I can see it. I watched this man get Cannoneer on the ground. Cannoneer looks at his corner for instructions, not because he can't get up, but just to see what to do next. Because after he got instruction from his corner, the man just stood straight up, Mark. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, it doesn't seem, because he used to be a heavyweight, and it was like, no one is holding this man down. Like, he is so strong. Okay, then he stood up, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how good Israel is on the ground yet. So, it ain't like he gonna try to take my man
down. Cannoneer and a grappler neither, though.
But I'm saying, he's a puncher, and I'm liking this nigga like I used to like Rumble. Because you
he's a
know,
better skilled rumber.
That's what I'm saying. If you stand up with this man, like, all it takes is that one punch, and we ain't gonna act like the dude swings like Derek Brunson, but he isn't wild like Derek Brunson.
No, he's a lot cleaner.
He's much stronger.
I think he has a similar striking background. I don't know if he's like a kickboxer or I don't know what he is.
I don't know, man. It was just an action-packed nigga, man. I don't know. What I saw, but I was impressed. And I don't want him to fight Israel yet because of the possibility of getting caught slipping.
You know what it is, though?
If he gets caught slipping right now, man, that might be like Anderson Silva getting caught slipping by Chris Weidman.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm going to say about Adesanya. This is the only reason why I feel Adesanya it would be fine against him, because I just feel like, no, Cannoneer is very good, actually. Like, I think to our listeners, calling him a more skilled Rumble is actually is a compliment. Because it's like, he's cleaner with how he strikes, and he's confident in his cleanness. And everything he does seems like it hurts. The only problem I feel that he would have against Adesanya is that watching the Cannoneer fight, as far as evading, I mean, mind you, it was just against David Branch, and I'm not sure if David Branch is that much of a striker for real. But the thing about Adesanya that Adesanya has is the fact that Adesanya can move. Like, it's just whatever level of striking, it's just a completely different level of striking. Like, it's just like everything he does is just smooth. Like, it's like, even if he gets hit with something, it's like he saw it. He knew that was coming. It's like he just understands like the motion and just the dance of fighting a little bit more. And I just don't think the thing about Cannoneers and the Cannoneers of the world is that you take him past second or third round, you take him past second round, it's like, and the nigga's still standing there. Sometimes with those niggas, it's like they get, if they're not tired, they get. You know, discouraged, so on and so forth. So I don't know, man. I just wonder about your boy. I wonder about your boy Ken. I just don't think that'd be a good. I don't think that'd be a good matchup for him.
Hey, man. Let's see it, man. Let's send these guys.
It'd be interesting to watch.
Let's send these guys paperwork over. And neither one of them in a rush to be a star, so, I mean, it'd still be a good fight to make right now.
Well, I don't think Cannoneer is going to see Adesanya until Adesanya is at a peak anyways, because Adesanya right now, like, I just went on YouTube, and all I see is interviews about Adesanya, and you already know Joe Rogan's going to go on his podcast and talk about how great Adesanya is.
He should.
Them cats on the sideline were calling him the best striker in the UFC.
He get like, the most clean punches off.
You know what I would say about him is that king of clean punches. Like, it looks like he does whatever he wants. It just looks like he does whatever he wants.
Now he does what he wants.
Like, but can you agree with me though? Like, when you watch him,
yeah,
fight,
I do.
Like the entire time, like, look, no matter what he's fighting, he's just like he just looks like he does what he wants.
But that's now,
go ahead.
That's what he was trying to tell us. It's a different level. Like, there's levels to this, I guess, man. And he was really explaining to us. And my man, Derek Brunson, in that restaurant. Like, bro, I'm going to beat you up. But we can keep talking, I guess.
What I think it's interesting. What I'm worried about is that there are some real killers in that division. Like, I don't think you're worried about Cannonier. I don't want him seeing, I don't want to see him fight Yoel Romero. That's who I don't want to see him fight.
I love you.
That's it. Yoel, like, that's it. Because, like, stuffing Derek Brunson's takedowns is one thing. Yoel Romero, completely different situation.
Well, Mark, I'm going to cut you off right there. What I'm about to do is switch to a different device. This device that I'm on right now is actually dying.
Dying.
So, okay. We'll use that as a transition to go into a commercial. And when we come back,
be back, nigga.
This, we'll continue this conversation.
Right.
Morning, niggas.
Yo, when you
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online. That's ASHKICKIN. www.ashkickin.com. Ash Kickin body butter, hair moisturizer, African black soap, scented candles, incense sticks, and more. Priced right just for you. All natural and handcrafted. Get your Ash Kickin products today. Visit www.ashkickin.com.